play line two shell, try to take away Jordy and Randall. And so we had to run it. Ran a lot. Eddie ran it well. Offensive line did a great job. Protection. Finished out the game the right way with the ball in our hands. Two first downs. That's pretty big there. So proud of the guys. You know, for making plays when we needed, especially the second half. I think we had not many drives, but we had a couple big drives for scores and finished out the game there.
Can you talk about Eddie Lacy's performance?
Yeah, Eddie was great. He's a workhorse. We need him in the winter months. You know, he runs really hard. He's tough to tackle. He never goes down with the first contact. He's really good in the passing game too. You know, he's agile for a guy of his size. He's got a great spin move. He takes care of the football and does all the things you want.
How different was this than the usual game up here in the dome?
Well, it's different. You know, it's different playing against the Mike Zimmer team. You know, Mike is a great football mind. He had a great plan for us again. He had a good plan the first time. We just turned the turnovers into points. This time, you know, they only turned it over once, and we held on to the football pretty well. Obviously, the ball control is important for them, limiting the number of possessions in the game. And then, they put a lot on Xavier and Captain and Josh. Those guys tackled well. They covered pretty well, and you got to give them credit.
Still got five games left, but talk about the importance of being in first place right now in the morning.
Yeah, it's important. You know, everything's right in front of us. But we had a tough one next week at home against a really good football team, and then we have a couple on the road, and then obviously we finished with the division game. But we're 4-1 in the division right now, which is where you want to be. Everything's right in front of us. We got three out of five at home. You got to take advantage of those.
With how Eddie was running today, how confident were you getting the ball back with 3 minutes not there that you were going to be able to close it up?
Well, Mike put us in jumbo and felt confident that we could get it done. The offensive line deserves the credit. And Eddie obviously pushing the piles and the guys finishing the runs. But, we put it on the offensive line and Eddie and John. And, you know, John Kuhn is a guy that doesn't get a lot of credit, that doesn't play a lot of offensive snaps generally, as it were, in our sub-personnel. But John did a great job when he needed to. Today we had a lot of three-receiver, two-back sets, and also, you know, we finished the game in jumbo. So big plays by John. Offensive line did great. TJ fighting through an injury. Got to give him a lot of respect. But the protection was excellent again. I was able to move around a little bit, make a couple plays with my feet when the protection was solid and they played two-high man. A big conversion there on the touchdown drive that ended up being the deciding score.
Mike said on that late third and two to Lacy, the choice, and your choice surprised him to give Eddie the ball. What was your thinking on that play, I guess? The last third and two.
Well, we had a play that we'd run a couple times for first downs actually earlier in the game. The way that Eddie was running the football and the line, you know, you have to give the line a voice. Those guys know the kind of the pulse of the game there, especially late in the game there. They felt like a run was something we could get. Came over the sidelines and kind of had the choice there, but I liked the play to Eddie on the inside handoff, and he did a good job of getting the necessary yards.
Aaron, on the touchdown to Rodgers, what's the key to setting that up and selling that play?
Well, I mean, that was a little bit of freestyle, if you will. That was not exactly how the play is designed. It's a play action with Q as a first look in the right flat, and then there's only two guys in the route, and Richie is the other option. Based on the motion pre-snap when we sent Perillo in motion, I felt like I was going to need to extend the play out to my right in order to hit Andrew. It didn't feel great that the backside was going to be open. So as I came off the fake and extended the play, Andrew had gotten caught a little inside, and so that was dead. And at the last minute, I kind of saw him out of the corner of my eye and knew I had to put a little something on that to get it over there.
How invaluable is it to learn to win different ways moving forward, looking ahead to the playoffs in December, any of that?
Yeah, every win is important. It's tough to win on the road, whether it's the University of Minnesota Stadium or in the Dome. This is a division opponent. It's always tough this time of year. They're an improving football team. And they're very well coached. So this is important for us to learn to win these kind of games. It's great to, you know, score 50 points and blow teams out, but these are character wins right here. Before we move on, I got to give LaTroy Guillon, I guess it's Guyon, credit. He had a great pregame speech. I hope you guys get a chance to talk to him about it.
Karen, did you say something, or did somebody say something to you on the sideline after that 18-yard run on the drive there with you?
Yeah, somebody said something.
What did they say?
You have to ask them.
What did you say?
You can ask him, too.
Did you hold up a finger? It seemed like you held up a finger on that, were you? About the time you crossed the first down line.
Did I?
I think so.
I don't know.
Were you testing the wind?
I was probably calling for a substitute. I was a little tired.
When you can win in different ways with different identities, does it make it more difficult for the defense to pigeonhole you?
Well, the team's going to take away what we do best, and what we've done best is get the ball to Jordy and Randall. They've had big statistical seasons, so they tried to take them out of the game. They and also did some spy on me. They tried to keep me in the pocket at times. We had a good plan for their blitz package, so they ended up not blitzing a whole lot as we kind of moved the tight end back in the backfield a number of times to try and combat that. But we hit some big plays when we needed to. Randall had a couple big third down conversions. But this is an important win. To win, get the ball back with three and change and need two first downs to close out the game, that's big for us.
Is that as big of a drive as the touchdown drive, because they were both huge?
Yeah, those are big character drives for us. You know, we had a lot of confidence in the huddle that, you know, we knew that this was a very important time. The urgency level was up. The focus became very tight, and the offensive line did a great job giving us the opportunities. You know, we ran the ball pretty well, and then, they gave me some time to throw and then some time to get out and escape. The coverage was good the majority of the day. We knew we weren't going to get any calls. That's kind of the nature of this crew. There wasn't, I don't think there was one illegal contact. There was one hold and maybe one pass interference. But it was a game where they kind of let us play. So we had to use our releases and the accuracy to try and complete some passes. You got to give them credit, though. They held us to a low amount of passing yards like they did the first time we played. But we were able to run the ball effectively.
You said this week that you thought the defense was getting there. When you're not able to put up 50 points and you have to work hard to get the points, did you see something from them today? I know they gave up the late touchdown drive, but did you find something out about your defense today?
Well, we put them in some tough spots. You know, special teams put them in some tough spots. So we gotta clean up some of that stuff. But they did a great job. You know, they got off the field on third down. They forced some punts. We did a good job of a punt return team of making smart decisions with our fair catches and with our returns. You know, that was important as far as field position goes. But they're playing really good right now. Got a big turnover that we turned into a touchdown. It's important that they play that way down the stretch.
Thank you.